быть грех. Revelation 21. It is after all of the judgment that God has brought on earth. Revelation 19. We find them with the hallelujah chorus, praising the one who is the King eternal. Revelation 20 talks about the millennial kingdom of our Lord. Talks about how that Satan is bound for 1,000 years. Talks about how the Antichrist and the false prophet are cast into the lake of fire. At the end of 2,000 years, Satan is loosed for a little while, goes out to stir a rebellion against Christ. But the rebellion is put down, and Satan is cast in the lake of fire. We find also the great white throne judgment when the hail gives up their dead. All of the wicked stand before God at the great white throne judgment. Then they will be cast into the lake of fire. Realize that right now, the hell that people go to and are lost when they die is not their eternal destination. There will come a time they'll be brought out of hell, and then death and hell and all of it will be cast into the lake of fire. That is what he says at the end of chapter 20. That everything changes in chapter 21. We are introduced to a time when God makes all things new. I want would have tried to plead just the handful of verses. Bible says in the first verse, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with him, and he will dwell with him, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with him and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, either sorrow or crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. It's hard to imagine what it'll be like when that day comes. Our minds try to take it in. Our minds try to fathom the words that John has used to describe that day. But our minds just can't comprehend it. I realize that as John writes, John talks about a new creation. John said And I saw John is telling us and know what I'm talking about. How was it told this? I saw it. John said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth passed away. I realized that what John is describing far exceeds our comprehension. All we've ever known is his birth. All we have ever been a part of is his earth. And we walked out and scanned the heavens. At night we can see the stars and the planets. And John says that there is coming a time that this earth and the heavens that we see will all pass away. That God will make a new heaven and a new earth. Peter writes about a time in Second Peter that the earth and the elements will melt in a fervent heat. There is a coming a time that God will wipe out his earth. Why is that? Because his earth has been cursed. All that had entered us, this is up our world. Right now, they're saying our world is experiencing the hottest time ever had. And they would have blamed global warming. I'm not arguing all of that. I realize that this earth shakes, quakes, groans all together, waiting for release from upon the curse of Abraham's head, there will come a time that God's going to make a new heaven and new earth. Talking about one that is human character. I think of all of the beauty that we can see in her fallen world. I think about signs like mountains. Think about the beauty of canyons. I think about how that even with a curse, our world has beauty about it. But can you imagine what it'll be like when God makes it all new? I think about that, and I am overwhelmed. We could ask the question, why is there going to be a new earth if Christ has gone to prepare a place for us? Why would there be a new earth? I believe that as we'll see, that the Holy City, that New Jerusalem, at that time will come down, set down on earth. I believe that we will experience the new earth. I don't know what it'll all be like. But I can only imagine far greater than anything artists could paint. Man can imagine what it'll be like on that new earth. I have heard some speculate that they believe God has even placed animals on the earth at that time. I had no idea. I just hope it will be an amazing place to live. Let me look at another thought. John's head. And there was no is about two-thirds water. But John says there will be four seas. I believe there is a picture there. Think about where John is. John is on the Isle of Patmos. People colony of the Romans. John is out in the Aegean Sea on that island. John is separated from family, from friends, from people so dear. But John says, over there, there'll be no more sea. There'll be no separation. Right now, we are separated from loved ones. Our friends and family are over there. But in that day, there'll be no more separation. There'll be no more storms. That is where the storms get their energy. As we watch them grow stronger into hurricanes. Thank God there'll be no more storms that day. I am stopping right there. I am so thankful that there is coming a day when God will make all things new. I didn't get down in it yet, but I am thankful there'll be no more sickness, no more sorrows, no more pain. All of those former things passed away. What a day. What a time. That'll be in heaven. I love to read it. I love to think about it. I know we all, on occasion, get out of heart in this life. I know we get tired of sickness and sorrows and heartaches. I know we get weary of pain and hurting. I know we get tired of hearing bad news and sad news. Thank God there's coming a time that'll be no more. It'll all be over. I have heard early in the week about the tragic car crash over here, Rutherford College, as a matter of fact, our family was familiar with the man that was thrown away and was killed. Then Amanda texted me about a co-worker that was involved. Her husband died. She said, "I see you from my heart. Thought to myself, oh Lord, thank God there'll be a day when there'll be no more tragedies, no more death, no more heartaches, no more sorrows. Thank God we're headed that way. I'm glad I have a hope that is real in Him today. Brother Kevin, I'll let you kiss us home before we go. There might be a need in a heart. God's able to help. Touch you today while we stand, while they get ready to stand.